Well, that's a good thing. It's a good thing that you're willing to use the tools and that you're not perfect yet, because if you were perfect, you'd probably choose to leave the body and we'd miss you.
Aw, then you'd have to do a wake-up sheet on loss, huh?
Yep. Yep, give me more worksheets to do, and I already have plenty.
Oh, okay. You know, that, since nobody's got their hand up, okay, people, come on. We get to do our own internal process here on the radio, since you all won't call in and put yours out there. So talking about missing, there, I have to admit that, you know, Michael has talked to a lot of people on the show and in person about, you know, when we say, I'll miss you or whatever, that it's on loss. And whenever I hear him say that, there's part of me that's like, okay, so if canceled thought, I left my body and I was out of here, you wouldn't miss me. And it's, so that does bring up stuff for me, that it's like there's still part of you, even though you're not going to be here, you would hope that your presence would be, that there'd be a little bit of a void that, you know, you would be missed. So what's that?
Well, for me,
the ego.
Well, for me, that is just my conditioned thought. You know, you were talking earlier about how hard this is. And Michael talks about how it really isn't hard. It takes effort, though. And the reason it takes effort is because if I have been born into a bloodline that for thousands of generations was conditioned to think, my emotions are derived from and dependent upon things on the outside and people on the outside saying, doing, and being what I want them to be, that's a lot of conditioning for me to unravel. There's a lot of momentum there in a certain direction. And I have noticed, you know, I did a a talk. I had this fabulous gift given to me when I was in graduate school. And there's a two-hour workshop I'm now able to make available to people for free off my website, the audio download of this. But the tool I was given in grad school by a friend was a tool that talks about grief, ending termination or ending relationships, terminating them, processing the sadness and pain and fear, so that I have easy, open access to all the life lessons and all the good memories. And prior to learning that in my 30s, I'd had a lot of different relationships in grade school, high school, college, and after college that were very loving and very intense, and they came to an abrupt end. And we all just said, okay, we'll stay in touch, great, you know, and then moved on, and I didn't stay in touch, and they didn't stay in touch with me, and I carried deep energies of sadness, darkness, depression, that would get triggered time and again when I would get close to someone, and then circumstances would change, and the relationship would change, or they would move away. They'd go to a different high school. They'd go to a different college. They'd move out of state after college or move to a different city in the same state after college. And after each one, I would get this heavy feeling of depression, dark, doom and gloom. And it would be there for months after a loss. And I met a woman, as an older woman, a friend, a mentor, and she taught me this process in graduate school. And when I went through it, I did a grieving, dismantling, termination, rebuilding process that let me go through losses ever since then in an entirely different way, that allowed me to process through the beliefs about how this is bad, or I'm going to be sad, or I'm going to be depressed, or this is going to hurt, and prove to myself that's an internal construct. Prove to myself it wasn't going to overwhelm me and allow me to have active, alive, direct, loving access to all the good memories and all the life lessons from those relationships. And I'm just here to tell you, as someone who's been from one side to the other, that yes, it is possible to have a deep, loving, connected relationship with someone, have it come to an end that you don't want. You want them to still be here. You want the relationship to continue. And to do a process that moves you into the space of being able to be joyful about the connection, the experience, the life lessons, and drop the energy of grief and loss and sadness. Because that's all a creation. It's a creation of my thinking the world should be other than the world is. And the world can't be any way other than it is. And if I have a negative emotion about how the world is, it's generated as a stress by the energy of a difference between the way it actually is or the way I view it and the way I want it to be. And the more energy I put into the way I want it to be, the more stress, anger, fear, sadness, pain, or confusion I feel about it. It's an internal process. And my wailing and grief and sadness and depression after losing a relationship is not, as the world would teach me, evidence of how much I truly love that person. It's simply evidence of how much I've been conditioned, and I have the strength of motivation, of momentum going to generate depression and loss and sadness. It's got nothing to do with my love for that person. My love for that person, my experience of my energy of love and their energy of love in resonance when we're together is nothing but joyful. And even though they're not in my physical space, I can still tap into that energy because it's my true nature and it's their true nature, whether they're in the body or not, whether they're in the bed next to me or across the continent from me, whether they died 50 years ago or they've yet to be born. These energies are infinite, and my ability to experience them is an internal job. It's entirely possible to move through a transition and label it a transition. Way of Mastery says, would you think about getting depressed when you're in a room in a house with somebody and they open a door and walk into another room and close the door behind them? No. They're still there in the house with you. They're still there. Well, then why would you get upset when someone drops the body? Well, because you've got a set of thoughts that says they're no longer there, or that you're not going to have access to all of the good memories and all of the joy and all of the energies that get generated inside you that resonate with the energies that were inside them. That's all still there, unless I block myself from it. Unless I've been conditioned to believe this is a bad thing that they're gone, I really miss them, and I focus my thoughts on the negative energies. And then I start feeling so negative, so depressed, so sad, so lost, that I try to block the memories because I'm convinced it's going to overwhelm me, or I need to get functional, I need to go do the intensive later today, and I can't focus on the pain of the loss. So I block my awareness of everything about that relationship and all those loving memories because I'm afraid to deal with the pain or the sadness or the fear. And then, over time, I build the habit of blocking any loving memory that comes up, any energy of resonance of love or compassion or eroticism that might come up, because it's attached to this set of thoughts and beliefs I have that say it's a bad thing that they're not here, that I really miss them, that it's painful. And eventually I block myself from experiencing the life lessons, the loving energy, the joyful times, the resonance of my true nature as love, and resonating with theirs. I block myself from that awareness because I've convinced myself that it's attached to pain and sadness and fear that I can't deal with. And the process that's available on my website in that two-hour workshop I did lets people, if they use the process, lets people demonstrate to themselves, oh, this pain and fear and sadness stuff is something I'm creating, and I can experience it, breathe through it, do what Rumi says, hold the presence of love in the presence of this pain, and that pain then becomes medicine, and the medicine heals, and what heals is my experience of life in the moment and my ability to tap into and fully experience the loving memories, the joyful memories, the frustrating memories, the sad memories, the painful memories, the angry memories, and have ready access in the library of my mind to every one of those memories and all the associated life lessons. And then it's like that person is alive in the moment with me, because we are all connected and it all is energy. And
that's
everything,
awesome.
And everything about how, you know, well, you don't really love me or you would be sad, or you don't really love me if you could think about me going and not get depressed. That's what the culture teaches, and it locks us into the same kind of codependence that creates disasters in life and relationships. So I'll take a breath.
Awesome.
Broke down the corral door and got out of the corral there for a minute, but I got him back in. Okay.